Next patient is Linda Stratton. Stratton is ST. STRATTON, Stratton. Stratton is STRATTON. S as in Sam, T as in Thomas. RATTON, Stratton. Linda, date of birth, 8-5-51. Please make copy for Evan Carrot. Evan is EVAN, Carrot, CARRATT. Evan Carrot, MD. Next paragraph, dear Evan, thank you for sending Linda Stratton for formal evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who has a history of coronary artery disease and a history for hypertension. Has undergone coronary angiography and stenting. She had, she had been admitted to the Halifax hospital this past week. With chest pain, and had cardiac evaluation completed. She had no fevers or chills, but had a cough and post-nasal drip, and also complained of leg edema. Period. A chest x-ray done on 7/9/23 showed no acute cardiopulmonary abnormality. A previous CT chest was done on 12/31/22, which showed no pulmonary emboli, but had multiple calcified non-enlarged mediastinal and hilar lymph nodes, consistent with old granulomas, and heart was borderline enlarged. The patient had no recent PFT. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history for carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally and history for breast reconstruction. Following breast reduction surgery bilaterally. She has had a cholecystectomy and also had skin cancers removed and had coronary artery stenting done. She has lumbar laminectomy and fusion at L3 to L4 and L5 and a repeat lumbar disc surgery in 2000 2007 and 2010. The patient had atrial fibrillation and has been scheduled to have an atrial ablation done. She is a hypertensive since 20 years. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke, but smoked a few cigarettes a day for about 20 years. She smoked marijuana at a young age. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, family history. Father had COPD. Mother died following a UTI. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and no fever or weight loss. She has no double vision but has cataract. And she has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. And she has no urinary frequency, flank pains, dysuria. And she does have some shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. And she has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pain, no jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising, and she has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures or headaches. She has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Next, medical list included Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, Lipitor 80 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, and Clonidine 0.1 milligrams daily. And Fluticasone inhaler, 2 tubs PRN. Next, fluticasone is 2 puffs daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. Then he mentioned allergies, none listed. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly white female who is alert, pale, no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 90, pulses 102, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 175, saturation 97. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise in the thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions with scattered visas in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular from an S2, no mama, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema. The reflex of the 1 plus. Renal growth, small rhabdoids. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is hypertension. And, number 1 is chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is CHF. With atrial fibrillation. Number 4 is coronary artery disease. Number 5 is chronic back pain. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. She will also continue with Losartan 100 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, Lipitor 80 milligrams a day. A previous chest X-ray and CT reports will be requested. And PFT and a CT chest were ordered. And she was started on Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs QID PRN. and a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Evan Carratt, MD. CARRATT, Evan, EVAN, MD. Start your firm, please. Start with Susan.